broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 30th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio. We reject the revolution ideas, but we do stand for restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, ladies and gentlemen. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We also, my fellow Americans, believe the checks and balances put in place by the Founding Fathers are absolutely brilliant. And one of the greatest solutions to the problems we face today is we the people getting involved and insisting on those checks and balances. By the way, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. Yesterday, the quick recap of our broadcast brought to you by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. Herbs, videos, spices, books, and more, all available now. Please do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com, or 877-817-9829. Please tell them that Sam and Kurt sent you. And say, hey, Joyce and crew, thank you so much over there at thepowermall.com at 877-817-9829. We talked about Nevada has a solar bait-and-switch reality check. The New York Times, they lured everybody into getting solar panels, and now they've changed the game. And they may not be near as lucrative as you hoped. They may not even appropriately pay back the cost. Wow, what a sad tale to tell. What we need is government out of the solar business, and pretty soon it might make sense for us all to go solar. But as long as the government props up prices and manipulates the supply and demand, folks, then, well, supply and demand manipulation plus out of control regulation means government's literally outside of its proper limited role. Thank you for my Christmas, President-elect Donald Trump. Gina Loudon wrote an incredible article about that. Good for her. She says, this Christmas, there are a few Trump Tower shopping bags under my Christmas tree and a special spring in our step as we celebrate a God so infinitely capable of moving his hand if we will only humble ourselves and seek to see his face and pray. Second Chronicles 7:14. She's right as rain. The answer is to turn our face towards God, to repent and to live the way he asks us to live. And the author of Liberty will reward us richly if we will do so. Good for her. All right, Barack Hussein Obama unconstitutionally designates two new national monuments, one in Utah, the second in Nevada. He's, in my humble opinion, stealing 1.64 million acres. He's using the Antiquities Act of 1906 to get it done, but I submit to you that he's playing games and he's lying and he's manipulating the truth. Republicans falsely have claimed that, you know what, President-elect cannot undo these designations. Ladies and gentlemen, we can abolish our whole government, by the way. Just read your Declaration of Independence for guidance on that. They derive their just powers from our consent. Now, by no means am I an advocate for abolishing government, but I am an advocate for saying, hey, when they're outside of their scope of the constitutionally limited powers delegated to them, then we've got to stand up and insist on those checks and balances, folks. It's that simple. Do not turn your back on government. Do understand the proper role and our place as we hold government accountable. We, the people, have checks and balances, delegated authorities that check and cross-check one another on purpose. All right, that was 1 hour. Second hour, Liberty Roundtable Live. We talked about a Hawaii cafe is rejecting, quote, any Trump voter is a Nazi. You're not welcome in this restaurant. Wow. Now, by the way, I support the rights for people to discriminate. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm against discrimination. But look, whether you want to burn the flag, whether you want to say, you know what, blind people can't go to your restaurant, I reject those ideas. But you know what? I'm going to support people's rights to have those viewpoints, those beliefs, if they want to. If you don't want to serve blind people in your restaurant, then I won't go to your restaurant. It's that simple. It's not that I believe that you're right, but I believe you have the right to choose as you will. Because once you start to let that melt down, where does it end? Christians can't, and before you know it, wow. All right, we talked about the potential 2020 Democratic field. We talked about the reality check that even Harry Reid says it's like an old folks' home. Wow. The Democrats are all washed up and failed. We all know it. George Michael, by the way, strange guy in many ways, but he was a great singer. And he was a huge philanthropist. He donated huge sums to charity, but he kept it very low-key. Good for George. Hopefully that'll be a copycat scenario, and more people will freely support charitable things, and government can stay out of it. All right, we talked about illegal in Jennings, Missouri. They literally had what was tantamount to a debtor's prison. It resulted in a $4.7 million federal settlement. Jennings, by the way, is one of more than a dozen small St. Louis suburbs that literally have become notorious revenue plantations. What a shame, folks. While you and I are preaching charitable opportunities, the government literally in Missouri is setting up, what do they call them, debtors' prisons? Notorious revenue plantations? Are you kidding me? Wow, they're so desperate for revenue as they make government way too top-heavy. The answer is to downsize the scope, authority, power, and financing so that government only has the ability to fulfill its proper role. Joseph Swab, the guy was 36. He was charged with a DUI. Why? Well, they don't know. All the tests came back negative, but they're trying to say it's because he was drinking caffeine. What? Yeah, real story. Crazy. Trump announced the Sprint's bringing back 5,000 jobs, and a new company called OneWeb is going to be hiring 3,000. So hopefully there'll be more jobs in America. He's not even the sitting president yet. He's only president-elect, and we're already seeing a sea change in job opportunities, huh? Hopefully that'll be real and sustainable. And the only way that will be true is if we downsize the scope and size of government, if we decrease regulations, if we have government simply set a level playing field and then get out of the way and let the market, the free market, work based on supply and demand, huh? Wielding claims of fake news, conservatives are taking aim at the mainstream media. Jeremy Peters writes the story. You know what? The mainstream press has been peddling fake news for literally decades, folks. It's now time we call a halt to their con game, huh? Alt-right leaders, those are the supposed racist folks, turning sour on Donald Trump. Predict betrayal on white nationalist issues. I don't know what gives of that. I believe that everybody should be able to advocate for their heritage. I also believe all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. Can't we just stand by that and work together? Just wondering. We also talked about an interesting article called When Refugees Didn't Rape Their Hosts. Barry Farber wrote the piece. How do we separate terrorists from refugees? How do we know how to help those who really need help, but vet and reject those who want to do us harm? The answer is you turn to God and get a little bit of guidance from the Almighty, would be my suggestion. Have a peaceful viewpoint of kindness and love. At the same time, be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Maybe that'll be a starting point. And understanding that God will protect us if we truly obey his laws, huh? All right, Professor Rima Coleman is her name. She's of Ann Arbor, Michigan. She whacked out. She went bonkers on a plane. She got dragged off. Joe Kovacs, WND.com. She ran by the folks that were trying to check her boarding pass. And just nuts. Some of these professors are just whacked out crazy. I don't know what on earth she was thinking, but there you have it. I guess they just don't like, well, they love the abomination. They just don't like the Trump administration, see? It's crazy stuff. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. LibertyRoundTableLive.com, or it's LibertyRoundTable.com. But you can listen to live and on-demand radio free at your fingertips. Yesterday's archives are there. Check them out if you have an interest in those topics. We cover a lot of news on this broadcast. LibertyNewsRadio.com for not only Liberty Roundtable Live, but other incredible talk shows in the LibertyNewsRadio.com lineup as well. And don't forget LibertyNewsDaily.com, the best source on the internet for news, created by Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Joel Scows, and many others. All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, moving to today's news the networks refuse to use. It all starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
It always amazes me how much news we can cover in a single day. Wow. All right, Mike Noel, ladies and gentlemen, well-known Utah State legislator and a friend of freedom. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, my friend.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Now, the battle is on. Barack Hussein Obama. Let me just give you a couple of headlines from this really quick. We'll take the break, come back, and let you rock and roll. Obama unconstitutionally designates two new national monuments, one in Utah, one in Nevada, using the supposed 1906 Antiquities Act. I think he's merely manipulated what was intended. But Republicans are now falsely claiming that Donald Trump cannot undo this. I reject that as well. But many Republicans are now saying Obama used egregious lies to make this happen. We'll talk about it all in seconds with Mike Noel on your radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Mike Noel with us, ladies and gentlemen, Utah State Representative for the state of Utah. He was at a protest yesterday about this huge land grab. Obama has designated more than 265 million acres of land as national monuments, more than any other U.S. president. Now, that's egregious, and I blame Obama. But we're going to talk about who I think really deserves the blame. Mike Noel, welcome to the broadcast. Now, you were at a protest yesterday. Let's start there, right?
Yes, I was. I was down in Monticello. We were outside the county, San Juan County Administration Building, and just several hundred people came. The streets were blocked off. We had all the news programs there, well, the mainstream news programs anyway, and had a good group of individuals from all over the state. Had myself, as far as representation, we had two county commissioners. Commissioner Benelli was not there. We had the state senator, state representative. We had Congressman Rob Bishop, and we had our lieutenant governor, and we had the Speaker of the House, Greg Hughes, flew down. So we had a good group of people. We had individuals from the community. A lot of the Native American community spoke in opposition, and really, really, some of these individuals actually voted for Obama and got up, and one lady very, very tearfully said, you know, you broke my heart. You didn't come down. You didn't come and talk to us. You didn't see that this is just an astroturf movement pushed by the environmental community. And that's what it was. It was a couple individuals that were set up in kind of a fake group that this needs protecting in that area, knowing full well that there are so many laws that have been put on the books, Sam, since 1906, since Teddy Roosevelt said, hey, we need to protect some of these artifacts, Indian, Native American sacred sites and things, that there's so many laws that are on the books right now that would adequately and do adequately protect them, but yet we still have this outdated and abused law in place that Barack Obama, who's already a narcissist and wants to make his name made, his history made, continues to abuse and use and pay off some of those that have contributed to his campaign and continue to contribute to the Democratic Party so that the NGO radical environmental left has control of the people. We know that from some of the WikiLeaks. I don't know if you knew this or not, but there's actually a WikiLeaks release on John Podesta, and it was from Michael Matz. He's with the Pew Charitable Trust, Pew Foundation, one of those groups that have undue influence in Congress. And he was writing to Podesta saying, hey, we haven't had any monuments created here. We need more monuments created. So he answered to the call. And like you said, 300 million plus acres. It's unbelievable.
Now, here's the problem that I see, though. You know what? Presidents have been stealing land from the American people literally since 1906 and the Antiquities Act was passed. It happened in 1929. It's been happening over and over. Bill Clinton did the Escalante Monument, the staircase fiasco. And really the problem that I see here is Congress did not give him the authority to do this, if you read the 1906 Antiquities Act in detail. However, these presidents are taking this authority, but it's up to Congress to rein in the president in two ways. One, to change the law so it's clear, and there's penalties if the president violates the law. But two, we need to hold President Barack Obama, and we should have held Clinton and others accountable. And when we don't, we literally give them a pass to say, you know what, go ahead. We'll wring our hands and complain, but ultimately you do have the authority. And if we don't stop him and reject his authority and overturn these things and impeach him over this or hold him to account for the violations or his misinterpretations of the laws, at some point, we really give our consent by our inaction. Am I over the top there?
You're not over the top at all. You're absolutely right, Sam, because Congress has control of the disposition of the public lands. They are the ones that can designate and say how we're going to use these public lands, whether we dispose, whether we retain. And of course, when we talk about disposal, there's a little bit of another issue there that under states' rights, we have to make sure that the enabling acts of states are adhered to, because that's two sovereigns. But other than that, they can say what happens. And I strongly believe exactly what you said, that the Congress can unwind these Antiquities Act designations. They can downsize them. They can take away his authority. They did it in Wyoming after the Wyoming legislature created the monuments, numerous monuments up there. They said you've overreached, and in Alaska they have a limited amount that they could designate. So they could do it in Utah. So silver lining in this, Sam, is this. Hopefully, I think this will happen, our congressional delegation will in fact enter open legislation to eliminate the Antiquities Act of use and abuse in Utah. This boot that we've got on our neck here, that every time we get out of line and decide we want to do things for ourselves, that they threaten it and then follow through and create a new monument, which takes away the ability, really, of states to be engaged in the management and the and how lands are used, and takes away some of the rights that are inherent in Flipman, some of these laws that were passed for management of public lands. And so it's just a way that he can totally usurp the power of the Congress, the separation of powers between the executive branch and the judicial and the legislative branch that makes the laws, and the requirement that the president execute the laws. Instead, he does it all. He makes them, he executes them. And,
yeah, but if we do nothing to hold him account, though, all he's saying is, look, Bill did it. You guys accepted his power. How can you not accept my power? And I'm not agreeing with that belief, but I am saying it's very hard to back away from that once we allow it to happen over and over and over and over. There's also checks and balances, though, between the states and the counties and the federal government, though. And this the Supreme Court has referred to it as what's called dual sovereignties. The federal government does have authority. In fact, great authority within their narrow scope given to them by consent. One of them is a list of reasons they can have land, and big old monuments is not one of them. And we need to start there, and the states need to simply say, you know what, Congress, you need to rein in your out-of-control thug stealing land. While you do that, we're simply going to tell you, you're not doing that in our state. You're not doing it. You don't have authority. And there's court cases on this. This is very clear. But only if the governor and enough of the Utah state legislative bodies insist on it. And then on the ground, if government officials come in to the counties without authority, that there's accountability for doing that. Unless we stand together in solidarity, you know what? Barack's just going to say, Billy did it, and I'm doing it too. What are you going to do about it? Next?
Yeah, you're right. And I think now that's one of the things I feel like with this Bears Ear designation, no threat. Absolutely zero threat. If it is antiquities, you have the Archaeological Resources Protection Act, you have LIPMA, you have NEPA, all those things that could be done if there is, in fact, a threat to antiquities. And you mentioned back when the law was passed, you seem to know more about it than the average citizen. But in the debate, if you go back and read the debate, and as they started to debate this, certainly there was individuals that said, hey, we're concerned about this Antiquities Act. If you pass it, is a president going to abuse his power? How much land, the gentleman from Texas said, do you think this will entail? Would it be more than like 100 acres, or possibly more than 100 acres, more than 1,000 acres? Oh, no, we don't think it'd be more than 1,000 acres. Well, they were certainly onto something there, but unfortunately, like you said, we have allowed this to happen, both Republican, Democrat, and it's like something that the president uses. Oh, I'm going out of office. We're going to make the Bill Clinton this, or the Richard Nixon that, or the whatever.
And they get bolder by the second as we act like we have no authority to do anything about it, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not advocating this, but if we can abolish our whole government, then we can certainly overturn an unconstitutional abuse of power. It's that simple. Let's stand for the proper role of limited government. Let's work together within the system and use the checks and balances to create accountability. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. Mike Noel, our guest on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As the Obama era wanes and the Trump era looms on the horizon, left-leaning Americans who have used boycotts and litigation to punish business owners for declining certain customers are now defending the right to refuse service. In addition to fashion designers who will not accept inaugural business from the Trump family and entertainers who have rejected overtures to perform at the event, an Hawaiian restaurant called Cafe 8 1/2 has posted a sign announcing that if you voted for Trump, you cannot eat here. No Nazis. Supporters of Trump flooded social media sites such as Yelp and TripAdvisor with spurious one-star reviews, some of them including overtly political commentary. One accused the owners of being unpatriotic and anti-Semitic, Another predicted that you will be out of business this time next year, and America will be a better place, hashtag Trump 2016. Robert and Jolly Warner, the married couple who own Cafe 8.5, told Fox News that they hadn't meant to instigate a national controversy because there is enough trouble in the world. Similar controversies erupted earlier this year, notes the food service industry publication Eater. Owners of a Louisville steakhouse received death threats after they banned Trump from their restaurant. The progressive website Crooks and Liars, which joined the chorus denouncing florists, bakers, wedding photographers, and others who declined business from couples planning same-sex weddings, stoutly defended the right of free association as it applies to liberal restaurant owners, insisting, correctly, that the Warners have a right to post a sign invoking their unqualified right to refuse service. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, I want to debunk the Republicans' false claim that Donald Trump cannot undo these designations. Without question, he can. And certainly whether he can or can't by debate, he can certainly not execute, by the way. And Congress certainly can reject this notion and say, wait a minute, you know what? The law creating authority, the legislative authority, clearly rests only with us. But on a state level is where I really see the check and balance working the most. The state of Utah needs to simply get together and say, you know what, federal government, you're out of control, and we reject this. But unless we have a strong enough legislative body in the state of Utah, and unless we have a governor that's going to be in solidarity with that, we're in trouble. And what they usually do, though, is beat us with the stick and the carrot and say, well, you won't get education money then. Okay, we won't take the education money. Oh, we'll just send money straight to the school districts and circumvent the legislative or the government in the state of Utah. Again, we've got to get together and do this. Now, there's going to be some that are going to go the, in my opinion, extreme way and say, look, we got to get our guns. We got to march against the feds on this. Okay, they've lost their minds, folks. That's nuts. People die when that happens unnecessarily, and we simply lose the moral high ground when we go there, okay? What we need to do is simply use the laws and have enough solidarity within the proper role of limited government to absolutely assert our proper role of government check and balance. Mike Noel, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm absolutely on board with you on that. We don't want the violence that we saw in Oregon or even a potential violence that occurred down in Nevada. We need to take the moral high ground on this. There's no question about it. And we can. I absolutely believe, just like you do, that Congress can act on this. Now, the authority rests with the Congress. They can stop, first off, they can stop any kind of funds from going. That's been said. There is going to be a lawsuit. The lawsuit will, in fact, go back to the Antiquities Act and say, you know, you don't have the authority to designate this type of, make this type of designation unless there's an imminent threat. That's the first thing. There is no imminent threat. There's none. There's zero imminent threat to any antiquities that cannot be adequately handled under existing laws, federal laws. So I think that can happen. I think we can turn around even, I think we can even downsize and eliminate the Grand Staircase. I think there's other monuments across the United States if other states wanted to deal with it. But I'm saying this, Utah really leads out a lot of these issues. The legislature totally rejected this with a bipartisan, last year bipartisan bill, that said, no, we do not agree that there should be any monument out there. We passed that overwhelmingly. And I think the lawsuit will be coming pretty quickly. I think there'll be individuals involved. I think Trust Lands will enter into this, CITLA. I think there's NGOs on our side, the Rural Utah Alliance of Counties. That's one that we've got started this last year. The Balanced Resource NGO. There's several of them that will go out and actually sue on this. And it'll bring it to the Supreme Court, I hope. And hopefully we can reverse this monument issue. But I think Trump could just do it unilaterally. He can go in and say, hey, you know what? The founders created it. It's way too big. I think I'm pulling back on this, Mr. Obama. And that's what our sign said. Mr. Trump, Trump this monument. President-elect Trump, Trump this monument. And he has the authority, just like you do in a game of Rook there. You pull out that Trump card and lay it down and game over, you know, so we can hand over. So that's what we can do. Donald Trump can do it. We need to work.
Has Donald Trump spoke out on this, or is he willing to engage in talks right now to get this solved?
I think so. I don't have that close a connection, but there are individuals that do have a very close connection to him. I'm not, and if he's up on these land issues, he has been engaged. His sons, both Eric and Donald Jr., are very involved in the land issues. They're not in favor of the transfer of public lands, but that's an issue that will be resolved, I think, through the Supreme Court. So if the president-elect follows through and appoints the Supreme Court justices that believe in the separation of powers, that believe in state sovereignty, that believe in the 10th Amendment, there can be a court put together that could, in fact, overturn a lot of the egregious things that have happened in our state over the years and throughout the United States. We're hoping that will happen.
All right, because I think one of the mistakes we always make is looking to the federal government. We're saying, all right, let's get Donald to solve it or whatever. Let's get the Congress to solve it. And I certainly think there needs to be a lot of work done there. But I really think that the answer is in the state of Utah, though. Look, the state of Utah can simply say this is not happening in our state. It's just not. And if there's enough solidarity, enough, you know, people getting together on this, the state of Utah can assert its sovereignty, and the federal government really doesn't have a leg to stand on when it comes to this, because clearly the law was violated by Barack Obama.
There's no question. One of the things I did announce yesterday was that Congressman Chavis has introduced legislation to eliminate all federal law enforcement for Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management. That's a bill that he's got drafted. It actually was patterned after a bill that I actually put through the state legislature a few years ago, and Judge David Newford said it was unconstitutional and hadn't even heard of this checks and balances for some reason. But anyway, I think that's one first step, is that we get federal law enforcement out, return it to the county sheriff, which you strongly support, the elected official. I said that yesterday. Rick Eldridge talked in the event. I said this ought to be Rick Eldridge doing the Sheriff Eldridge, who's elected by you people every 4 years. You can tell him what kind of laws, how you want to deal with the laws. He has the custom and cultures of the people in that area in place. But I think that's one area we could change immediately. But still, moving forward, I'm not sure the mechanism, Sam, of how we simply reject it. Certainly they'll bring in more individuals, start hiring people within the agencies. Both the Forest Service area of this is about two-thirds of the Monticello Ranger District. I had the forest supervisor call me and said, basically, you're taking two-thirds out. They're not managing the forest anyway because of all the lawsuits. They can't manage it. They've created a huge bureaucracy there where every time you try to have a timber sale, one postage stamp could stop the whole process from going forward. One individual, just like our project down in Emory County trying to get a nuclear power plant going, one individual, uranium watch, can stop the whole thing. It held us up for years going to hearings and things to keep this thing from being put in place, clean energy, clean renewable energy. So it's upside down, and we've got to undo the bureaucracy, and hopefully Donald will follow through on it. I think he will. I really believe strongly in him that he's going to do some good things.
And I agree that you know, Donald's important, but I also agree the new legislative body in Washington needs to really get on this and use their check and balance. But I also think the United States needs to realize the governor of a given state, Utah in this case, has way more power than we think. I mean, the guy just oftentimes doesn't realize and or assert his power. Is Gary going to do anything? We need Gary to stand up and say, you know what, Barack, this is not happening, my friend. We invite you to the state of Utah. We're going to sit down with us and our legislative body here, and we're going to talk about the proper role of government based on checks and balances here. Really, I think that the governors, if they would stand up, would really make a difference, but they don't.
Yeah, I don't know where that. I think you mentioned it earlier. It's the we've tied ourselves to the money, man. We have been captivated by the education money and the all the monies that flow to our state, and hopefully that can be unwound too. We actually in the Utah legislature tell how much of our budgets are dependent on federal money, and it's astronomical the amount of money's there. I'm with you. We need to wean ourselves from this because with all that money comes the change that bind us.
I'm waiting for the first state in the union to get rid of property tax and income tax. There's other ways to pay for the proper role of limited government, and I'm waiting for the first state to literally not take a penny from the feds. I know that's going to be a road to hoe, but until you get that done, you don't have sovereignty.
Yeah, you're right.
It's kind of like, Dad, you're not going to tell me what to do. By the way, do you got some money in the car keys? Good luck with that plan, right?
Yeah.
But isn't it that simple, though?
My kids do my grandkids. They got leverage. They take away their cell phone, and that brings them into line pretty quick. They just say, "Well, I'm just going to take your cell phone," and that kind of snubs them to the post there, so to speak.
What we need to do is have the proper role of limited government at the federal level run on a tax system based on the states would gather the tax money based on the census, based on population. And then if the federal government behaves, then the states would write a check to pay for the proper role of limited government. We got to make those changes. If we don't start somewhere, though, we just have no ability to assert our sovereignty because we're too compromised on filthy lucre. All right, Mike Noel with us, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I want to know exactly what we the people should do to support legislative bodies that want to do the right thing so they have enough muscle to actually get it done. What can we best be doing is the question. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. Mike Noel, Utah State Legislator on the line, and you are listening to Liberty Roundtable live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use talk station.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking, If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, usually you don't see guys like Orrin Hatch standing up. This time, Orrin even says this is out of control, and the president doesn't have authority for this. We got to make changes here. You know what? Good for Orrin for a change. I rarely get the chance to praise Orrin Hatch, but in this case, he's spot on. The government's out of control. What can we, the people, do, though, Mike Noel? I want to know from a what can we do to support the Utah state legislative body, to support the Utah governor, to support the Republican Congress on Capitol Hill, to support the new incoming president, Donald Trump. What can we, the people, be doing to make the biggest difference? It seems like we feel like we just can't do anything about it, that we're just like, you know what, like a fly on the wall. There's just nothing we can do. We're just kind of there. No one acknowledges us. Nobody cares. But yet, that can't be true if we believe in the American ideal, the American principles, right?
Well, I know it isn't true. And, you know, you say a lot, Sam, talk radio, this phenomenal talk radio is really amazing to the number of voices you get out here. But also social media, you know, some of the social media sites, Facebook, and you notice our new president-elect is using social media to bypass the mainstream media and bypass their message and go straight to the people. So we do have tremendous power. What I would say is this is go to your, I've had numerous calls. I had a call from a guy yesterday in St. George that's came up with a Shreveport, Louisiana phone number, but I called him back and he was just a young man. He said, hey, I live in St. George. I'm working here. I've got three kids and we hunt down there in that Bears Ear area, and I can just see roads closing down, and I can see us not being able to get in that area. What can I do? And I told him, what are you doing? He said, I want to tell you that you're a representative of that area. What are you doing? And I went through all the things that I'd done and continue to do, and he goes, wow, that's great. Keep up the good work. I support you. So let your representatives know, not just your state representative, but let your congressional representatives know that we put you back there to make sure that you vote to protect my liberties. And when they lock up millions of acres in our state, this is 1996, they created the Grand Staircase here in my county. I'm looking at the designation right out my window here. And it really hasn't changed as far as the ground itself, but it's changed the management of that. So 1.9 million acres there, another 1.3 million in my district. So, what's that? Almost over 4 million acres of land. That's 3+ million acres of land in my district alone. It's crazy. So I'm saying just contact your congressional people. Say, we want you to stand up. We want you to take the authority that you have and use it on this monument. Don't be afraid to do it. We need to stop the abuse of the Antiquities Act. We need to tell the president-elect, President, you have the authority to reverse this and then get behind a bill, and the bill hopefully will be introduced by one of our own congressional people to eliminate the use of the Antiquities Act in our state. Other states may want it. That's their choice, I guess. If they want to have these massive set-asides of land, that's fine. But we don't want it in our state. We want to be like Wyoming. We want to not have that boot on our neck to say we can do whatever we want. Mr. President can do whatever he wants and stop us from being able to use our land. Native Americans down there in general were supportive of it. The majority of them in San Juan County did not want this designation because they could see the false promises when we allow the government, the federal government, to usurp the powers of our local county commissioners, our state elected leaders, our governor, and it's our fault. So just keep being a voice for rationality and for rights out there, Sam. I appreciate you very much.
Does Utah have the stomach for it? Meaning, will our legislative bodies and will our governor, and will we really, you know, deliver? Or are we just going to say, you know, we really care and the president really shouldn't do this. It's horrible, but, you know, because of the money, because we're going to really raise a big stink and talk about it. But in the end of the day, it's just going to be like the Escalante Monument. In other words, well, you can bluster and babble and wring your hands, and but at the end of the day, nothing changes. Are we going to see a sea change this time?
I think I know the legislature does. I know the government closest to the people, the county commissioner, have the stomach for it. I think I know one thing about us as you know, the dominant religion in this state is we believe in being, you know, subject to king, rulers, and magistrates, and obeying and sustaining the laws. That's true, but we also believe that the laws that we sustain are laws that have come to us from God. And so we do have to follow those laws. And like you say all the time, it's not a revolution. It's a restoration of the Constitution that was given to us by God. So that's probably the direction we need to go. I sometimes say this, Sam, I talked to other people about it. Yes, I talked to Phil Lyman. I said, I'm not so sure that this whole issue, we do things in government, we try to do the very best we can, but in reality, we're pretty pitiful when it comes to being able to really look at who governs all things. And I think God is in charge, and I really believe that. I believe that we do as much as we can with the man-made governments we put together, but in reality, it may not change. You're trying to change people one heart and one voice, and that's probably the way to do it, and you're doing a great job, and you can be grateful for that. But I'm not sure how much of this we can reverse, even Donald Trump, as much as he wants to do it.
I understand it's going to take a lot of work by a lot of people. Now, what seems to me interesting is, you know, members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, predominantly the Mormons, in the state of Utah, a very family-oriented community, one of the principles that we prize in America, you bet we agree with obeying and honoring and sustaining the laws, but we also need to reject violations of the law, even if it's by elected folks in pretty-looking garb. The truth is we need to reject this socialistic idea that says, hey, we need the federal government or other states to subsidize our proper role. And so if we understand that and say, look, we've got to become self-reliant as a state. We've got to downsize the scope and size and breadth of government to where we can manage our own affairs effectively. We've got to realize that, look, there needs to be a sea change in funding or budgeting or whatever you want to call it. The founding fathers never intended for the federal government to be given a large stipend to the state so that we can run around and pretend our budget's balanced and our ducks are in a row financially. I mean, as long as, Mike Noel, as long as you give me about a $10,000 check a month, I can guarantee you that my finances will be squared away and my budget will balance all the time. But that isn't what we're talking about. We need to reject that false notion. And who better to do it than the people who believe in self-reliance, right?
Absolutely. And this is one of the things that in my 14 years in the legislature, I've very, very strongly tried to protect agricultural community and saying that we have to be self-sufficient as a people. We have all the things we need within this state to take care of ourselves should things get really tough. But we have to make sure we maintain this agricultural community too, because we could produce enough food and fiber here to take care of ourselves. I get this a lot of times. Oh, we need to move away from agriculture. We need to get away from that. You know, tourism is the direction to go. And the balance that needs to be there goes away. And you're absolutely right. We are dependent on some false economies out there. If this federal government decides they're ever going to come to grips with a $19 trillion debt we all owe, we may have to be able to pull out of some of these things and say, you know what, we don't need that money. We can do it ourselves. So I'm with you on that. I'm with you on being self-reliant and use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. Go back to some of these basic principles. And we haven't seen a depression yet. We haven't seen what my parents went through in the 1930s. And it really humbled people, and they became more self-sufficient, became more aware of their environment and what they needed to do to protect it and to protect resources and things. So it's an overall back to your own, to yourself and how you take care of yourself and not depend on government for so many things. You've just done that so much. And it's just, we have to turn that around, Sam.
And I'm convinced if we start there from a financial perspective, we start there from a way that says, look, we've got to protect ourselves from the turbulence in the world. That doesn't mean being isolationist. Don't misunderstand the point. But it does mean we slowly but surely make the changes that will prepare us for any headwinds that may come our way. That's where we need to start. And I think if we approach it from that point of view, hopefully we can take the controversy and the politics and the, you know what, everybody's digging in on their own sides of the discussion and really bring people together and say, look, we all agree that we want to be safe no matter what happens. An earthquake, a financial crisis, don't care what it is. But the more sovereign we are, the more stable we are, the more financially, fiscally responsible we are, the better off we're going to be as a state, as a people, as a community, whatever words you want to use. I think that's where we ought to spend our time. Because I think that transcends a lot of these polarizing issues.
No question about it. Yeah, you're a strong voice for that out there, Sam.
We got to work on it, folks. We've got to get this done. It's not a matter of, you know what, you agree with me or disagree with. Everybody should agree on those simple ideas of stability and safety and the proper role of sovereignty and. Anyway, it seems like we got a row to hoe, sir, but we're never going to give up. We're going to just keep our boots on and die trying. It's that simple for us. Mike Noel, my friend, what I want you to do is keep me posted if anything changes in this discussion.
I will do it, Sam. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Appreciate you, my friend. Godspeed. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Noel doing a phenomenal job. Wishing him and his family a happy new year and the same to all of you. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up in mere seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live, libertyroundtable.com, one website for live and on-demand radio at your fingertips free. Also, libertynewsradio.com for a lineup of award-winning talk shows. And libertynewsdaily.com for some of the best news on the internet. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, declare we can and will restore our grand old republic. But you got to get involved, folks. This nation shall endure.